This is the first part of a 12-part introduction to the science of vampirism. My name is Tim Riefat, spelt R-I-F-A-T. You can find me on the net. There are numerous listings. I normally do geopolitical talks for Wrench.com, my main business is the occult, psychic applications and military applications of remote viewing, remote influencing, and remote killing. I've written 3 books on the subject of remote viewing, influencing, and killing, which the first one was published by Century, an aspect, a division of Random House. Since 1989, the British government has been desperate to imprison me, and since 1996, the British have been desperate to negate, shut me up, section me, and they've been using microwave weapons, poison. I've been in prison wrongfully 4 times for up to 24 hours, and now I've just got too big for the British government, and I'm using the applications of vampirism to take out the British government, the UK, the US, and the West. If you're interested in all that, listen to Wrench.com's interviews, Jeff Wrench with me on YouTube, and also on Wrench.com. One might ask, why is this chap putting himself forward as an expert on vampirism? Well, the thing is, I'm the leading scientist in the paranormal field, the world expert in remote viewing, remote influencing, psychokinesis, telekinesis, the occult. I was educated at Southampton University, where I got an honours degree in chemistry. I then started a PhD in organic chemistry, which was so boring that it drove me into the occult paranormal field. And as a act of faith, when I left university, I joined a Black Ops MI6 occult group headed by a magus called Colin Bloy. This guy could douse with his hands, manipulate earth energies, and was using the ley line earth grid in order to turn the British population into docile zombies who would obey the British government. At the time, there was the miners' strike, extreme violence by the British population against Margaret Thatcher, and MI5 were terrified of a revolution trying to usurp the British government. So, of course, using the ley line system to draw energy out of the British population so that their emotional energy was drained off and they became the quiescent zombie that you see in the street today, using the occult secrets of Enochian magic, which are explained on my mindovermatter.ru site under the supernaturalspirit.com section, if you don't want to look at supernaturalspirit.com, which is monitored 24/7 by the FBI and the NSA. This ley line grid sucked energy out of the British population and turned them into the docile zombies who accepted the rape of their wealth by the bankers. And of course, we know that the wealth of the Western population has dropped steadily since the 70s. After that, we used the Enochian earth grid magic to take out, vampirize the Soviet Union, draw out their energy, draw out the emotional energy of communism, and get them to become the docile wage slave type zombie of the West, where they dream of a big Dallas lifestyle, but in fact get penury. And that caused the silent collapse of the Soviet Union, and that, of course, I call World War III, and World War IV is the forthcoming attack on Iran and all the events which I describe on my Rents interviews. Now, if one wants to become a vampire, vampirism is all about drawing energy out of other people and pulling it into yourself in order to make yourself stronger. And the more energy you've got, the more psychic capability you've got. So, for example, you might buy stupid American remote viewing and remote influencing CDs and video discs, which of course give you protocols on how to remotely view or remotely influence, which are in fact complete and utter garbage. In that, in order to remotely view or remotely influence, the only prerequisite are not protocols, but energy. The higher your energy, the more psychic capability you've got. And since the work that I did with Colin Bloy for MI6, in order to drain you of energy, has turned you into a zombie wage slave, you have no remote viewing capability, no remote influencing capability, and you have no chance of being able to use any of these American garbage remote influencing, remote viewing courses, which are sold all over the net, because your energy levels are so low. The pathway to psychic power, the pathway to becoming a real vampire, is the capability of sucking in energy. Now, in order to understand how this works, one first of all looks at the science of thermodynamics, in which energy, heat, travels from a hot object to a cold object. Now, one can think that the man in the street is a hot object and contains energy, and a vampire wants to become a cold object where energy naturally flows into the vampire. Now, of course, the first tentative guidelines on vampirism come from the poor, dejected, emotional cripple that sucks energy out of its friends. So you might have a friend who is a morbid, depressing piece of garbage that makes you feel tired when you're near him or her, and is always sorry for itself and always in a negative downer. This creature can suck energy from you and make your emotional high turn into an emotional low, and this creature seems to gain substance by being next to you. Now, this is the psychic vampire, a human of very low emotional frequency, who is depressing, negative, who can suck energy from the normal young people who are normally quite positive and optimistic and full of energy, even though there's no basis in fact for them being optimistic, because they're going to get a degree, they're going to pay £30,000 in the UK for it, $100,000 in the States for it, and then queue up for a job in Burger King or McDonald's on a temporary contract. This is their future. But of course, we know the young are idealistic and stupid. But anyway, back to the point. The psychic vampire is the first pointer on how to suck energy out of other people. So if you want to begin sucking energy out of other people, you need to lower the frequency of your emotional energy body. Now let's explain energy bodies. You've got a physical body, which of course is made up of energy. It might not look like it's made up of energy, but according to quantum mechanics, it's a quantum wave function, which of course has collapsed into a physical body, but in fact it's just energy, because according to Einstein's special relativity, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. So in fact, you're just a big bundle of energy which is collapsed into a physical body, but also you've got a biophysical body. Now, what is the biophysical body? Well, from historic times, we've had things called the spirit and the soul, and one can think of the biophysical body as a coalescence of the spirit and the soul. There are precise mathematical and physical definitions of the spirit and the soul, which I can't and won't go into, but one can basically think of the spirit and the soul coalescing into a biophysical body. This body is free to travel when you are sleeping, and normally this body is contained within the box of the matrix, so that when you sleep, your dreaming body is locked out of astral projection and astral traveling, but as a remote viewer, once you gain loads of energy, your biophysical body has the capability not only of moving when you're asleep, but moving when you're awake, and you can project this biophysical body to different locations. And once you're in different locations, you can transfer the information from your biophysical body, in which the mind resides, into the physical body, which has the brain, which then makes you conscious of it, and you can start sketching and becoming aware of distant locations. This, of course, is the basis of remote viewing and allows me to go into Pentagon or the White House or London bankers' headquarters and see what they're doing. Then, of course, you've got remote sensing, which, of course, has also been called ESP and telepathy, where you can actually overlay your biophysical body over a target like mulatto messiah Obama or the mad psychopath Pentagon generals or the their rulers, the London bankers, who of course control the politicians and the generals. And you can then upload information from their brain or from their biophysical bodies. Their souls and spirits are very, very weak. So, of course, have no capability of stopping you sucking their minds dry of information, which I do 24/7. And this allows you to gain any secret you like. So secrets have no existence to a vampire, in that a vampire, as we see in fiction, can use telepathy, ESP, in order to drain the minds of their victims and find out anything they like. So, for example, if you see the excellent Kate Beckinsale films, you can see there that the vampire a monster in the form of a bat could actually impale the victim and from the blood gain all their knowledge and memories. That was, I think, in the Underworld films. In this, one can see that in real life one can use remote sensing in order to upload all the secrets from anyone you like. And I wrote my third book all about remote sensing, and if you want the protocols, they're all on psi-master.com, which you can download for payment, of course. And we know that a vampire can also remotely influence, so that if you have a very big and powerful energy body, you can move it over, say, for example, a London banker, and swamp their own biophysical body, their own mind, and then input yourself into their brain. You cut their biophysical body, their soul and spirit, their mind out of their brain, and then you can sequester their brain in order to run your own programs and get them in to do whatever you want. For example, destroy the EU, collapse the euro, and have a devastating war against Iran. You can get the Iranians to produce Cobalt-60 and spread it over the West and destroy the West. So, for example, a great lord of empire like myself has the capability not only on the tactical scale but the strategic scale to control the world. Why? Well, we know that the world is controlled by the London bankers, and this small select group of people, who of course are Freemasons, Scottish Rite Freemasons, and ardent Zionists, this cabal of people is very small. So a vampire who has the capability of remote influencing these people becomes the master, the ruler of the world, in that such a small group of people called the Illuminati, the Mariah Wind, the Olympians, because they're so deluded with their own capability of printing money, they don't realize the true power is in the vampire. These small group of people can be run like robots, as the vampire's bitches, and totally controlled, and because you control them, and they control everything via the Freemason pyramid, they're the eye in the pyramid, and what you do is you gouge out the eye and put your own eye in their place, your own mind controlling their brains. So of course you then control all geopolitics. So that's why my rent shows on geopolitics are so accurate, because of course I control the Olympians, the Illuminati, via being a great Lord Vampire. Now, one can see that you don't need to buy stupid garbage American remote influencing CD-ROMs, which give you zero capability. What you need is energy. What you need is to become a vampire. Now, coming back to the science of vampirism, in order to become a vampire, you need to realize that energy flows from high energy to low energy. So, for example, we've got the equation that energy equals Planck's constant times frequency. So the higher the frequency of the human, which means the more Christ-like they are, the more saint-like they are, the higher their energy. And the lower their frequency, the more evil, the more psychopathic, the more sociopathic, the more banker-like, which is an avaricious thief, which has no morals, no honor, and only steals. So we know the bankers are the lowest form of vermin on the planet, with the lowest form of frequency. Energy, of course, flows from the high frequency people, which are the love and light people, the so-called New Age people, to the lowest frequency people, which of course are the bankers of the lowest frequency. And if you then think that the bloodline of the Illuminati has been bred to produce such weak souls and spirits, such weak biophysical bodies, that supernatural spirits, archons, which are called, they're called by the Gnosis, can actually walk into their body and make them their vessels, and these supernatural spirits, these what you would call in old age vernacular demons, are of extremely low frequency, extremely negative. They make the bankers super vampiric, because energy of course flows from high frequency to low frequency. So you can see now that the world is a vampire state, where the London bankers and their American Jewish banker surrogates actually rule the world through vampirism. Energy, which of course is your work, your sexual energy, because of course women and men sell their bodies for money. Wage slaves sell their lives for fiat currency in order to get a mortgage, in order to pay the old people's homes when they get old by selling the house. So all their lives are actually energy, which are actually given to the bankers. And the bankers are vampires. They're psychic vampires. And, of course, this has made the bankers the ruling class of the planet. Now, as a scientist, in fact, the leading scientist on paranormal and occult and metaphysical phenomena, I have agreed with the adage, if you can't beat them, join them. Now, of course, we know that trying to overthrow the bankers, trying to kick them out, will be strongly resisted by the secret police, which are called the FBI or MI5 in Britain. And, of course, their stormtroopers, the militarized police, and last resort, the American and NATO with their tanks, warplanes, and automatic weapons in order to protect these vampire bankers. Now, one must think that violent assault against the vampire rulers of the planet is a waste of time, in that if you can improve on vampirism, become a real vampire rather than a psychic vampire like the bankers, if you can become a real vampire, you can then have the capability to control the bankers as your bitches, and that gives you then complete power not only over the bankers but the entire world, because the world has been configured to be run by a small select group of London bankers. So in fact, the real vampire is the new inheritor of the world, and one can see that learning real vampirism, becoming a real vampire, is the basis for power, wealth, and joy in the world. So we know that the young people have very little chance of even getting up to the standard of living of their parents. So, for example, in Spain, 50% almost of the population between 18 and 35 are unemployed. If you're British and American, you'll soon find, as the recession turns into a depression, the same thing applies to you. And unless daddy and mummy are in the 1%, your chances of advancement are zero unless you become a real vampire. So, of course, you might listen to this introduction to vampirism and think, oh, this is rather silly. What's this chappy talking about, vampirism? It's got no benefit to me. Well, if you think so, get your degree and apply for your job at McDonald's or Burger King, or if you're lucky, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then pray and hope that your temporary contract becomes permanent. Now, for the rest of you who wish to have power and wealth and the capability of kicking ass in the Matrix, listen on. Now, if you want to become a real vampire, the first step is to lower the frequency of your energy body. This means that instead of becoming a kind, good person that works all their life for the London bankers, you become an evil, sociopathic monster, i.e. a vampire. Vampires see other humans only as prey. They do not see or empathize or look upon humans as anything else but walking chickens or walking cattle or walking lambs, food on the hoof. Now, in order to gain vampire powers, you need to be able to draw energy out of your victim. So when you're around your friends and wish to start introducing yourself to vampirism, you want to start thinking dark, negative thoughts about other people. You don't have to voice them, because otherwise you'll lose your friends. You can, of course, be clever and appear to be bright and happy and docile and optimistic about your future. But if you're a young person and your parents aren't in the 1%, you've got a life of unemployment or Burger King, McDonald's wage slavery, if you're lucky, ahead of you. So, of course, if you wake up and become sane, there are lots of things to be depressed and negative about. But of course, you can use this negativity and depression as an asset. So when you feel down and depressed, one can think of that as the greatest gift, in that when you're in that state, you're lowering the frequency of your biophysical body and also your physical body, because the mind and body are linked, and you then automatically start sucking energy out of the people around you. And the people with the energy to suck out are the young people. So young people, of course, are the best people to suck energy out of. And since, of course, the people who are most interested in vampirism are young people, there are millions of young people who'd like to become vampires, and there are loads of sites about taking blood out of people and drinking blood, which we'll talk about in future programs. Young people have a chance now of becoming real vampires, and they should know that there are no protocols. All there is the capability of sucking energy out of other people. So, of course, being able to artificially induce black clouds of depression within yourself while you're around other people will automatically mean you feel happy and full of energy when you leave their company, and that all the people around you will, of course, feel drained and tired and depressed after you leave them. So this, of course, is stage one, which, of course, is learning how to become a psychic vampire. And once you learn to do this, whenever I'm around people in the street, I always see them as prey animals, always have malefic thoughts towards them, and always smile and appear chirpy when they interact with me, so they don't realize my true intentions, which of course is the vampire. The vampire appears glamorous and charming, while in fact their only thoughts towards the human cattle is to feed off them. And, of course, once you start to develop energy, you can then begin to remotely view, remotely influence, and remotely kill other people. Remote killing is all about the capability of moving your biophysical body once you gain some energy, which, of course, is done by the stage one dark depression inducement, artificial dark morbidity inducement within yourself. You can then try projecting your energy body over other people, and then you can start trying to burst blood vessels in their brain in order to give them strokes. And once you have the capability of inducing strokes in other people, then of course you know that your energy body has got to the level of a psychic vampire. And of course, when you kill people by inducing strokes or going into the heart and interfering with the heart rhythms to give them heart attacks, or interfering with their cellular function in order to give them cancer by switching on the oncogenes, which are the genes for cancer, using remote influencing, then of course you know that you've gone as far as you can do with psychic vampirism. And of course, the people who die by your remote influencing, you can then draw their energy off as a psychic vampire, because of course when a person dies, there is a giant blaze of energy upon their death. This was looked into by Victorian scientists who put people who are about to die on scales, and when the person died, they saw there was between 2 gram and 2 ounce loss of weight. And of course, mass is energy. And in fact, if one looks at this loss of mass, one can see that when a person dies, the loss of energy, which of course is the biophysical body, the soul and spirit leaving the body, is equivalent to a Hiroshima type bomb, a small A-bomb. So in fact, once you learn how to remotely kill people, the energy released is equivalent to an atomic weapon. And of course, a link is made if you can think of making a tube between yourself and the victim. the energy can be transferred when they die, that 2 ounces of energy, or 2 grams if they've got a small little Western soul, but that massive amount of energy can be funneled down the tube into your energy body in order to inflate it. So you can think of your poor little soul and spirit, your biophysical body, as a deflated balloon. And in order to begin to become a real vampire, you've got to inflate it. Now, we know from vampire films, movies and books, of which there are numerous, some are bad, some are good, that you need to suck energy out of the victim. And, of course, all these books and films talk about biting the victim and drinking their blood, but the first step towards it is psychic vampirism, and of course it's the best form if you can just bleed their energy without biting them, because if you go around biting people or draining their blood via syringes, you open yourself up to HIV and also hepatitis C. And also, of course, the authorities don't want real vampires running around. So it also allows you to be sectioned under the Mental Health Act if you start doing it to people who don't want it done to them. So, of course, my technology, which is silent, vicious, and totally legal because it doesn't exist, it's covered by witchcraft laws, which have been repealed in Britain and America. So, of course, you've got carte blanche to kill anyone you like, suck their energy, and you know that when they die, there's a 2 gram to 2 ounce mass loss, which is equivalent to a small nuke's worth of energy, which can inflate your body massively. So once you've killed someone using remote influencing, you mustn't use physical violence, because of course that's illegal, and anyone who tells you to physically attack people is your enemy, because it allows the state to jail you or section you. Psychic violence is the way forward, and there's nothing, no laws covering it. This allows you to drain the energy out of people, and once you kill them, you then gain an atomic weapon's worth of energy, which allows you to get to stage one, a stage one type biophysical body. And of course, the paradox is, once you gain this energy, you then have a problem in that energy goes from high energy to low energy. Now, how do the London bankers get around it? Well, these London bankers are actually just physical shells. Their bloodlines have been bred to produce very poor, degenerate souls and spirits, which can be kicked out, and the Archon, this dark energy matter, supernatural spirit, can walk into their body. I call them Judas evil walking Satanists. These are the London bankers. And these beings, these demons, have a very low frequency. So, of course, they can keep their energy because they've got a very, very low frequency. So, of course, even though they've got loads of energy, They can actually insulate themselves from energy loss, because if you look at these supernatural spirits, Judas evil walking Satanists, they've got a black, very black energy body. So remote viewers can see energies, and of course, this black energy is the key to keeping the energy you get by psychic vampirism. And of course, once you start becoming a psychic vampire, then you can buy the garbage American remote viewing and remote influencing discs and start using them. But the point is, you don't actually need them, because if you've got the energy, you can automatically do it without buying the garbage protocols that they try and sell you for loads of dollars on the internet. Now, of course, the next stage is to try and keep this energy, which you can get by inducing this dark, morbid state within yourself, sucking energy off your friends, then start practicing on London bankers in order to remotely kill them. You can practice on people you don't like, and once you've killed someone, That then inflates your energy body into the stage one of a psychic vampire. So one can see that becoming a real vampire is the same as a normal vampire. Vampires go around killing people, and the real vampire, and the stage one is psychic vampirism, goes around killing people, but instead of ripping their throats out and getting jail or sections, you use remote influencing, which of course allows you to kill people. And once you kill them, you can then, because of course they're linked to you because you kill them, you can then drain their energy from their death into you to inflate your biophysical energy body. And this of course means that you lower your energy, because of course you lower the frequency, because of course going around killing humans naturally lowers your frequency with respect to them, because they want to breed, have children, which of course are from the moment they're born indentured slaves under British maritime law, and work all their life for the London bankers if they're lucky, and if not are in total penury all their lives, desperate to get a job in order to pay taxes to the London bankers, who are the top of British maritime law. So of course, these breeders spend all their time in a so-called dazed, illusionary state, where they think that eventually if they work hard or they get the lottery or luck goes their way, they're going to live in a Dallas-type lifestyle. While in fact, their only purpose in the Matrix is to supply energy to the vampire London bankers. So the next stage is, once you've become a psychic vampire, the next stage is to try and keep this energy, try and keep it long enough in order to build your energy body, your biophysical energy body, and your physical energy body into a real vampire. And we know that the vampires that ruled the planet until I came along with my great lord vampires were the London bankers, who were demons that walked into the body of specially bred humans with virtually no soul and spirit, which was done by breeding and occult ritual, where they sold their souls for temporal power, the so-called Faustian bargain. These London bankers have demons in their bodies, and these demons have low frequencies, and therefore the stage two of becoming a real vampire is to initiate the so-called anti-demonic change within your energy bodies, so that the frequency of your energy bodies, the physical and the biophysical, is lower than the demonic state, and of course allows you then to feed on the demons, because if the demons are higher frequency than you, then you can actually not only feed on humans, but supernatural spirits, and supernatural spirits of course feed on humans. So this anti-demonic state, initiating stage two, the so-called anti-demon psychic vampire state of the real vampire state, is the key to keeping the energy which you gained by learning psychic vampirism, which is simply becoming morbid and evil with respect to everyone else around you, learning remote viewing, remote sensing, and remote killing. And once you've actually remotely killed someone, that energy can be channeled, a Hiroshima-sized bomb, in order to inflate your energy body. So 40 kilotons of energy is a rather large amount of energy, but since the biophysical body can contain megatons or gigatons of energy, one can see that once you've killed dozens of people using remote influencing, you can start to get to the master vampire stage, and one can see that death, killing, is an intrinsic part of becoming a real vampire, And of course, since it's done psychically, there are no laws against it. It can't be proven, and anyone even talking about it can't be prosecuted, because of course it doesn't exist. And as the leading scientist in psychic phenomena, occultism, metaphysics, it's my job to teach you why, because of course I'm beginning the cult of the vampire, and the stage is set with 2012 for the vampire, the real vampire, to take over from the supernatural spirit, psychic London banker. So there's a regime change taking place in that the new world's order will be ruled by real vampires who control the London bankers like cattle and bitches. And since these London bankers have put all the reins of power in their hands, you automatically then control the rest of the world. So this is the end of the first part of this 12-part series on beginning to become a real vampire. And of course, if you wish to look at more detailed information, look at real-vampire.com or the Russian mirror site, which is mindovermatter.ru. You can read about Tim Rifat, R-A-F-A-T. There are many things on the internet. I court controversy. I love controversy in that all my enemies automatically become vampirized by me. So, of course, you can see me not as a heroic form, but an anti-hero who is bringing down the psychic London vampires, not to allow the breeders to put me on a cross, because, of course, all good intentions are always punished, but just a simple regime change where I'm improving on the London bankers' psychic supernatural spirit vampirism, in order to bring in the age of the real vampire. So the next show will be part two, where we look at how to form the anti-demonic energy body in order to store successfully the energy you've accrued by psychic vampirism in this first show. Thank you very much. Bye.